Let's get the show started. Little CCR, a little smile on your face music, and a beautiful Saturday morning. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Arizona's family and favorite Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to be diving in very deep on a particular topic today of carpeting. I brought in an old friend, a friend that's been a friend a long time, an old friend, Larry Houtman. Jennifer just reminded me, I think he's probably the charter member in the Rosie on the House referral network. He was installing carpet that in one of our projects the day Romy was born. So we go back a long, long ways. And he's brought in his daughter, Kelly. Larry, this was a great day for you to catch laryngitis. Go ahead and say, introduce yourself there, buddy.
Good morning, everybody.
Larry Houtman and Kelly, thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. I know you've got a birthday party for your daughter a little this afternoon, so thanks for delaying that for us.
Oh, no worries.
You know, so we're covering carpet, but as always, I want the Arizona homeowners to know that we have my daughter, Julia, at the phones. If you've been waiting to ask us a question on anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, trying to repair it, remodel it, give us a ring. The number is 1-888-767-4348. If you're contemplating a recarpeting your home, or you've got questions about carpeting, we've got the people for you here to talk to. That expert, Jennifer, is here as always at my side in studio. And Mike Reish and Pete are both making sure all the technical issues are resolved. So the whole team is here for you, the Arizona homeowner. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. I couldn't resist, as Larry knows and as a lot of our listeners know, I'm not a big fan of carpet. I think it's probably one of the filthiest floor coverings you can put in your house. So I went on the website and I started studying the history of carpet. I was surprised that in 1791, a Mr. William Sprague started the first woven carpet mill in Philadelphia. But what I wasn't surprised about is the reason carpeting took off in the 1800s is because everybody was on dirt floors or single slat wood floors with no subfloor. So they used the carpets to trap dirt. Now think about that, folks, for just a few minutes. Carpet was invented to trap dirt. Hey, the carpet industry progressed. It actually started as a bedspread industry. They would take bedspreads and lay them down. And then I guess at night you'd pick them up and that's what you'd sleep under. Oh, boy. That sounds great. In 1946, the carpet and the mat and rug industry consumed 30,000 bales of cotton. That's 1946, mid-40s. 4 years later, 1950, everybody coming home, housing boom just post-World War II. It went from 30,000 bales to 500,000 bales. 2 years later, the industry was the third largest consumer of cotton on the planet. And 10 years later, the carpet industry broke the billion-dollar mark. So it's definitely a building product we have been using extensively since the 50s and 60s. A lot of that started in the cotton. Now, when I was doing this research, the mill started in Philadelphia, but actually migrated to the Georgia area, and it's Dalton, Georgia, which the industry and the city proudly proclaims as being the carpet capital of the world. Boy, that's something to hang on your banner, isn't it? And I incorrectly Googled Dawson, Georgia. Well, of course, Dawsonville came up, home of Bill Elliott, one of my favorite of all-time race car drivers. You know, he still holds the fastest qualifying time ever in NASCAR at over 212 miles an hour in Talladega.
And where is your segue to carpet here?
Oh, yeah. We're going to come back to carpet. Larry Houtman was a track official at PIR. And not only was he a track official at PIR, but he is our resident in-house carpeting expert here to answer any question you might have on the topic today. How'd that work?
No, that's pretty clever.
Huh? I brought
pretty
that good. Around pretty quick. And he's brought his beautiful daughter, Kelly. And we're here talking about the history of carpet. We're here talking about the fact that it was actually designed to keep dust down. Now, Larry, I know you do carpet, but I know you do every kind of floor covering. I mean, Larry, Kelly, tell me, am I wrong? Is carpet the filthiest the floor covering you can put down?
The issue with carpeting is
that, yeah, it may hold the dirt. There's just as much dirt on your floor whether with any type of floor covering. You just see it more with the hard surfaces, and therefore you're cleaning maybe more regularly.
Maybe. That's true. And we're going to have a whole segment later on cleaning carpet, because you've got some manufacturer's information that we're actually going to recite from the manufacturers on what you have to do in the way of cleaning your carpet to maintain the warranty. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised. Larry, what's your take? Carpet filthy?
Well, it's in the maintenance. That's the key.
I think most people would be surprised how often the manufacturers tell homeowners to vacuum.
Yeah, they are.
Very surprised. A typical homeowner, what do you think? They vacuum twice a week?
Well, once a month.
You think a typical homeowner is once a month?
Yeah.
Really? You see a lot of worn-out carpet, don't you?
I can tell when I go into a house how they vacuum.
Okay. And what is the manufacturer's recommendation, Kelly, for vacuuming a carpet?
For high traffic areas, some recommend daily vacuuming. And low traffic areas, once to twice a week. It's pretty regular. For most homeowners who are really busy, that probably isn't something that's on their priority list. But for those who have maybe a cleaning service, that might be something that they are getting taken care of. I know for me, I do not vacuum daily.
You don't make that manufacturer's recommended pass with the vacuum?
No, I do not.
But you would sweep that often because you see the dirt. But I want to ask you, which room do our grandbabies go to? It's not the tile room. They love the carpet.
Oh, I agree that the kids love it. As a matter of fact, if I ever fainted and passed out, I could live by sucking the stuff that's on the carpet.
I take better care of my carpet than that. He knows.
I can live for a week sucking all the apple juice and the grits and the oatmeal and the cereal that's spilled on that carpet.
They're not allowed to eat in there. Cut it out.
That was a joke Mom always said about her house in the TV room. She ever passed out, she could live for a week just sucking on the carpet.
Just remember your research, Rosie, on why carpet was invented.
It was invented to trap dust and keep the dust down. A place for all those little atmospheric floaties that you see floating in the air just to settle out and be still.
Yeah.
So there you go. We're getting some calls here now. They're loading up, folks. The number is 1-888-767-4348. The history of carpet. You know, and Larry, when you came into the industry, I mean, it had to be primarily all cotton at that point, didn't it?
I wasn't born in 1946, Rosie.
Not that old of a friend.
But when you got into the, I mean, you were raised in the floor covering business with your dad in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And what, I mean,
we did cotton in the 50s and 60s. We were still doing cotton and nylon.
Yeah, it really wasn't until the 60s all these synthetics got real popular, wasn't it?
60s, 70s, the nylons and the polyesters started surfacing, and wools.
And with a good cotton carpet, what would be the life expectancy of a good cotton carpet?
The wearability was great. The appeal was not, because they didn't have it constructed in such a manner that it would keep from matting.
Okay. Now, what's the life expectancy of a carpet installer? Is that like the NFL?
Yeah.
your knees go out in about 3 years?
Yeah. Or brain damage.
But you still, one of the, Larry has had a crew of guys that always installed all of our carpet all through the 80s, the 90s, the first decade of 2000, the team of Bob and Ray. Yeah. Where are Bob and Ray today?
Bob's actually in Prescott Valley off of Fane Road, and Ray's still in town doing repairs and so on.
Holy cow, that's tough. We're going to talk about stretching carpet. We're going to talk about wrinkles in carpet. We're going to talk about cleaning in carpet. But one of the first things I want to cover is the different types of product. We've talked about cotton and the fact that it was probably the most prevalent as carpet became more and more popular. The cotton controlled the industry. But it was, like I said, like Larry says, 60s, 70s that then all these synthetics came in, and you've got the and of course you got wool. I mean, one of the nicest carpets Larry's team ever laid for me was this woven wool that we had to send the picture of the room with the dimensions to the mill, and they actually milled in, they quilted in this giant rose in the center of the room and this rose pattern border all the way around, and it was stretched and installed as wall-to-wall carpet with tack strip and everything. That was probably the most beautiful carpet I've ever seen. What's the most expensive carpet you've ever installed? We're going to talk pricing about all these different ones. What's the most expensive one you've ever installed?
Oh, back in the 80s, we did one that was $125 a yard.
$125 a yard in the 80s. That would be $300 a yard today.
Because
carpet's doubled in price here in the last 8-9 years.
That was a hand-woven wool carpet.
Have you seen it recently?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's in a house over off 64th and Shea. It's still in very good shape.
Yeah, 300 equivalent today of 300 a yard carpet. Now, that's not what you have to spend. As a matter of fact, one of the points we're going to bring up are some of the advantages of carpet. And some of the advantages are the fact that it is a very, very affordable floor covering. And like Jennifer says, the kids like to play on it. It is soft. The other thing I do like about it, the one thing I do hate, Kelly, is loud noises. Now, you wouldn't know that with grandfather of 10, but I hate loud noises. So
unless
that's,
it's a football game, sorry.
Yeah. Unless it's a football game, then things get a little loud, and that's okay. But I love the acoustic ability of carpet, just to kill the sound.
Yes, the carpet does reduce noise, so that's one added benefit to the carpet. It also provides warmth and comfort to your room, which is one reason why children do love it, crawling on carpet.
And they love the padding it provides for the knees and the head when they're rolling around and wrestling as well. It's Rosie on the House covering carpet. We've got Brian, Randy, Priscilla, and Kathy all on hold. We're going to get to calls right after this short break. Y'all don't go anywhere. Carpeting and your home improvement question right here at Rosie on the House.